November 16th, 1922. The divine will now operates, and now preserves what it has operated. Now it wants to operate again, as it did in creation and redemption. Effects of the absolution in the divine will. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus, on coming, drew me all into his most holy will. And I, as though having the whole work of creation under my eyes, followed everything that my sweet Jesus had done for the creatures. Then, after we followed it together, he told me, "My daughter, my will acts in different ways. Now it operates, and now it preserves what it has operated. In creation, I operated and I ordered everything. And after I did everything, my will has been the preserver of everything. From that time onward, it has done nothing new in the order of all creation. Then again, my will entered the field to operate in descending from heaven to earth in order to redeem man. And my work was not for a little while, as in creation, but it lasted as long as 33 years. And again, I returned to preserve everything I operated in redemption. So, just as a son exists by virtue of my preserving will for the good of all and of each one, so are the goods of redemption in act for all and for each one. Now my will wants to go back to work. And do you know what it wants to do? It wants to operate in the creature that which my will operated in my humanity. This will be an extremely long work of mine, more than redemption. And just as, in order to operate redemption, I formed a mother for myself, in whom I conceived my humanity, so now I have chosen you in order to operate what my will operated in my humanity. See then, my daughter, this is about works, and works of my supreme volition. You will be like the space that offered itself to let me create and place in order the sun, the stars, the moon, the air, and all the beauty that exists in the vault of the heavens, and all the good that descends from heaven. You will be like my humanity, which in nothing opposed what my will wanted to operate. And I will enclose in you what the supreme volition did in me, so as to have its repetition." Then, afterwards, I was receiving absolution, and I said within myself, "My Jesus, I want to receive it in your will." And Jesus immediately, without giving me time, added, "And I absolve you in my will. And as I absolve you, my volition puts the words of absolution on the way to absolve whomever wants to be absolved and to forgive whomever wants forgiveness. My will takes all, not just one alone, but those who are disposed take more than anyone.